Welcome to the groundbreaking ceremony for Bay FC's Sports Performance Center on Treasure Island in San Francisco. There you go. Like that energy. My name is Zena Cada, and I am thrilled to be here with you all. You might recognize me covering the Golden State Warriors and the Golden State Valkyries on NBC Sports Bay Area and CBS K-Picks. I also cover NBA and women's basketball at large on national podcasts with The Athletic. Now, the main reason I've only done basketball is because I was not coordinated enough to play soccer. But I do feel very honored to be a part of this ceremony, and living here in the Bay, covering Bay Area sports through those two teams and just seeing Bay Area sports at large, I've learned something. The Bay doesn't just watch sports, they make history with them. It's almost serendipitous. Last night, the Golden State Valkyries ended their season. Yes, you can applaud for them because they had a historic season, right? And what's interesting though is, you know, everyone's talking about the fact that they made history, most wins as an expansion team, setting attendance records in the WNBA, but that sounds familiar, doesn't it? That sounds familiar. Someone else did that, and that was Bay FC here in the Bay. They also recently sold out Oracle Park. Who was there? Unreal. Unreal, setting an attendance record. I mean, we could go down the list. They also had the number one merch sales. I see some of y'all in the merch. Shout out. You contributed. Appreciate you. Had the highest front of kit sponsorship with Sutter Health. And they consistently fill stadiums, okay? Top attendance records, one of the top attendance records in the NWSL. So before we get into this groundbreaking ceremony, just gotta share a few housekeeping items. You know, we gotta keep it clean, all right? First, speakers and others in attendance, they will be available for media interviews off to the side. Media, feel free to connect with anyone that you are interested in speaking with. And also, following the groundbreaking ceremony, Bay FC will be hosting a reception at the Gold Bar Whiskey Distillery right here on Treasure Island, where most of you actually parked, so convenient. Bay FC and Pacific House Gin will have their new signature Bay FC cocktail, okay? It's the Bay FC Poppy Gin cocktail available for you to try. Shuttles will take you back in case you partake a little bit too much to the celebration reception immediately after our groundbreaking. Now, before we get to our speakers, but on behalf of Bay FC, we got some thank yous to hand out. So I just want to make sure that we do that. First and foremost, thank you to the City and County of San Francisco, the Office of Economic and Workforce Development, City Administrator Carmen Chu, Taita, and Mayor Daniel Lurie, and Supervisor Matt Dorsey, who we will hear from shortly. Thank you to Bay FC partners who are supporting us on Treasure Island, including JMA and DEFCON. And thank you to the community members and organizations who have championed this project from the very beginning. One Treasure Island, Life Learning Academy, San Francisco Fire Department, the YMCA, Treasure Island Sailing Center, San Francisco Rex and Park. Keep the applause going. I like it. Treasure Island Museum, San Francisco Little League, Glenn Family, and the Adult Sports Leagues and other teams here on Treasure Island. Special shout out to the Adult Sports League because you are risking your life every day. Thank you to Treasure Island Community Development, San Francisco Ferry, and the Treasure Island Ferry. And thank you to all the Bay FC staff who have been a part of getting Bay FC to this point, and the Bay FC co-founders and U.S. Women's National Team legends, Brandi Chastain, Leslie Osborne, Danielle Slayton, and Allie Wagner, for their vision from the beginning of creating Bay FC and having it be not only player-centric, but also community-centered. So now we are going to be moving into our speakers. First, I'd like to introduce San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Go Bay FC, but go Valks. That was a heartbreaker last night, but we're really proud of them. Welcome, everybody. Bay FC is coming to San Francisco. Let's go. We are proudly breaking ground on the Treasure Island training facility, bringing Bay FC one step closer to San Francisco. And I don't have to tell everyone here that San Francisco is the best sports city in the entire country. and I couldn't be more excited to welcome Bay FC here. Now, we have the Warriors, the Valkyries, the Giants, and now Bay FC, who put the country on notice last month at Oracle Park, recording the largest ever crowd for an NWSL game in history. But that wasn't just a women's soccer record. It was a United States women's pro record. Let's go. Now, I grew up here. I was born and raised here, so I've always known this. But for those of you that don't know, San Francisco is a sports city. We show up for our teams, and Bay FC has consistently shown up for our city. As mayor, I want every organization in San Francisco committed to helping our community. And Bay FC is a shining example. They are investing in our neighborhoods with projects like the mini pitch at Crocker Amazon and a new girls soccer league through the Boys and Girls Club. They are investing in their players with this state-of-the-art training facility. And with that, they are inspiring the next generation of athletes. With this training ground, Bay FC is bringing the team another step closer to their San Francisco fans. It will be a place where players prepare, with where their bond with the community grows and grows stronger each day. I want to thank all of you up here. I've gotten to know you over the last few years. I want to thank Bay FC's CEO Brady Stewart for championing this facility. Now let's get this built. Let's go Bay FC. Let's go San Francisco. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary Lurie. And now I'd like to introduce San Francisco Supervisor Dorsey to say a few words.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much. So it is not enshrined in the city charter anywhere, but it is the rule in San Francisco that if a professional sports team is based in San Francisco, it must be represented by the District 6 supervisor. And I want to express my gratitude to Bay FC for honoring that tradition. And as we talk about where we're going to have a stadium for you guys, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that that is also in my district where it belongs, because I represent the Valkyries, and I represent the Warriors, and I represent the Giants, and I represent the San Francisco Glens, and I'm proud to represent Bay FC. You know, historically, District 6 supervisors, you know, haven't had a lot of stuff to talk about when it comes to Treasure Island, and I find myself blessed in my 3 years here. If you see behind me, we have housing coming. We have some phenomenal parks. This past weekend, we opened a beautiful park on the waterfront. And it occurred to me that, you know, next year, if I run for re-election, I'm taking credit for all of this. Look what I did. Look at this. In truth, there's a lot of thanks for people who worked for years and in some cases decades. Tida, the Treasure Island the development team who was here, who have done so much for this. I really love that I get to represent Bay FC, and there's not much they could have done to make me love them more, but they decided to do it by honoring the Life Learning Academy, which has a real special place in my heart. So thank you for that to Brandy, to Leslie, Allie, and Danielle. This is a community that has such a great tradition of the recovery community and the reentry community. As a supervisor who really entered this public life, it wasn't my plan to be a politician. It was my own journey in recovery that made me decide to do that. There really isn't a playbook to be a recovering addict running for public office, but I will tell you, this is a neighborhood that embraced me and lifted me up and continually inspires me, and it is always great to be here. So it really means so much to me that you're honoring the Life Learning Academy. Thank you all so much, and I'm just going to be a champion. Go Bay FC, go San Francisco.
Thank you, Supervisor. Bay FC's business offices are also in Supervisor Dorsey's district in SOMA, and they are very excited to continue that relationship with you. Also, shout out to some students from Lifelong Learning Academy that are here as well. Bay FC is in their second season as a club. Just a lot of babies of sports here. I love it. And in 2023, 6th Street a global investment firm founded in San Francisco, led the largest institutional investment ever made in a women's professional sports franchise. Now I'd like to introduce Alan Waxman, BayFC co-chair and Sixth Street's co-founding partner and CEO, and Jenny Walsh, BayFC board member and Sixth Street managing director, up to speak.
Superintendent Dorsey on the stadium, we should talk.
Okay, I got some ideas.
Coming attractions from BayFC. Okay, I took the wrong notes, so we're gonna do this from, okay, all right. If anyone's interested in a discounted cash flow model on a company somewhere in the United States, I can talk about that, but I'm not going to talk about that. Okay. Good morning, and thank you all for being here. This is a big milestone day for BayFC. I want to begin by thanking the city of San Francisco for being such great partners. Your support and collaboration have made this moment possible, and I hope everyone's just soaking in. History is being made. We're out here on a dirt field, but you see the beauty of San Francisco, and I think people can get a sense as to why the team thought this was the right site for it. Thank you, San Francisco. It's hard to believe that just over 2 years ago, BayFC was just an idea. It was a startup founded with a bold mission to be a leading global sports franchise that is both player-centric and community-focused. We're incredibly proud and want to thank our business and sporting teams, a number of which are here today, our players, special one right here on the stage, Abby Dahlkamper, and her wonderful husband, Aaron, and our fans and community for bringing this vision to life. Today's groundbreaking represents our club's transition from a startup phase to a growth phase. We've been in startup phase for 2 years, and anyone who's been with a startup knows what that means. It's been a lot of work. A lot of people have done some great things. It's not been linear, but we're now at the inflection point from startup phase to the next phase of growth. The facility we're breaking ground on today embodies that vision, a place built not only for excellence on the pitch, but also for connection and impact beyond it. Today marks a new chapter, our next phase of growth, and is an incredible milestone that underscores our belief in BayFC and where we are headed. With that, I'm going to introduce my partner and colleague, Jenny Walsh.
Thanks, Alan. At Sixth Street, we invest in the long term. Several years ago, we saw a unique opportunity in women's sports, particularly here in the Bay Area. The growth, the talent, and the passion of the women's game is undeniable. And at Sixth Street, we're committed to helping BayFC reach its full potential. I'm really honored to be a part of this special club, and I thank everyone for being here to support us.
Now, since this is a training facility for athletes in the sporting side of BayFC, it only makes sense to hear from those athletes and some of that Bay sporting team coming up next. So a couple weeks ago, BayFC announced Kay Cosington as the new lead for the sporting side through the partnership with Bay Collective. For those of you who don't know Kay, she is one of the world's foremost experts on women's football and the first ever women's technical director at the English Football Association, or the FA. Cosington's focus throughout her career has been on holistic development designed specifically for women across all levels of the sport. Another storied athlete with us here today is BayFC defender Abby Dahlkamper. Abby joined BayFC in August 2024 via transfer from the San Diego Wave FC. She's a native of the Bay Area and played college at UCLA. We won't hold that against you. Where she helped the Bruins to their first ever national championship title in 2013. She is a three-time NWSL champion, a four-time NWSL Best 11 election, and the league's 2017 Defender of the Year. She's a World Cup champion with 84 U.S. national women's team caps, helping the United States to the 2019 trophy in France, and an Olympic bronze medalist, helping the United States to the podium in Tokyo in 2021. Kay and Abby, can you join me up here for a Q&A? We're going to have you guys sit right there. Don't you worry. You don't have to stand with me. All righty. Kay, you're up first. You've had a summer, a big time summer. Can you talk to us about leading England for the second time in a row to a European champion? Oh, I just realized you don't have them. Just yell. No, joking. I'm sure you did a lot of yelling out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was an incredible summer and an incredible 4 or 5 years, actually. I think the thing to note from what happened in the summer is that we created not only a football team to win, we created a system to win at the English FA. And I think the bit that most people see on the outside is the tip of the iceberg. And I know many people have used this analogy before, but we got really focused the huge part of the iceberg that sat underneath the kind of waterline that we were building systems and structures in coaching, in performance, in medical sports sciences, research innovation, facilities that allowed us to be successful. You can win something once, right? And as many people here that have done that, we have an incredible athlete sitting right next to me, but we want to build a system for sustainable success that we're going to win over and over, both on the pitch and off the pitch. And I think that was evident again in the summer.
Yeah, they talk about the fact that you can set up a culture that any player can come in and plug in and play. That will sustain success. And Abby, we know Bay FC really focuses on being player-centric. We're not only creating those systems in which they can play and perform, but they can show up as athletes, as themselves, and be comfortable as respected women soccer athletes. So what does that mean to you when you talk about Bay FC being player-centric? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, I think Bay FC really listens to the players, and there's action behind it. I think Bay FC isn't just for, it's around the players. We're built, Bay FC is building around the players, and I think that allows us to just take care of business on the field and be able to be professionals, knowing that, you know, our mental and physical well-being are being taken care of to the best of, you know, Bay FC's ability. And truly have never been a part of a club that's so player-centric, and that it just allows us to flourish on the field and take care of business on the field.
Yeah, the Bay has a history of creating places in which players feel respected. They want to come and play. Now, Kay, tell me a little bit about the Bay Collective. I don't know if anyone here doesn't know what it is or knows what it is, but help us understand a little bit more as being the first team that's going to be served by the Bay Collective.
Sure. So Bay Collective is a multi-club organization where we're going to be investing in partnership with Sixth Street into infrastructure, into facilities, into pipelines of players, into everything that kind of grows and builds systems for clubs. A higher tide rises, you know, lifts all the ships, and that's exactly what we're hoping to do globally, to continue to push the game and grow the game going forward. We want to ensure that every club that we invest in is player-centric and has the player at the very heart of everything that we do. Our job at Bay Collective is to not only give capital, but to give expertise in the women's game. We're still growing. The sport is still a startup, that we have so much headroom to go. And we're really looking forward to making sure we partner with the right clubs and we invest both people and excellence and expertise to really shift the dial on women's football and give players exactly what they've deserved for many, many years.
I love that. Abby, we're hearing the words invest, right? Investing in you, investing in this facility. What would it mean for you as a player to have access to a facility like this?
Yeah, I think it's extremely empowering, and I think that's what Bay FC is about. I think to have this state-of-the-art women-specific training center and the infrastructure that comes with it. You know, I think for a while, women's sports and soccer teams were kind of put into men's facilities and just kind of adapted to that. And to have this women-specific facility that can tailor to what we need, nursing rooms, you know, meeting rooms, nutrition, cafes, and specific locker rooms, I think it's just allows us to, again, just take care of business on the field and be treated the way we deserve and the way that, you know, women's football is moving, and that's just elite.
Now, women's football is moving in a way because of the lady right beside you. Kay, you've seen unreal facilities all around this world. You've actually been a part of FA's development and their training facility. What will this facility mean for you in being able to provide that to your athletes, and what do you hope to see in it?
Well, today's an incredible, unique opportunity. I think many of us that have been in the women's game for many, many years, it's a dream come true. I kind of go back 15, 16 years when I sat on a site very similar to this with not the backdrop, I have to say, at Burton in Staffordshire in England. And we had hard hats and high-vis jackets on with this dream of building St. George's Park. But what we very quickly realized is it wasn't built with a female athlete at the center of it. So it was built for football, but not for females. And when we started functioning and using this facility, that became very, very evident. And we talk very much around building systems, having a very clear strategy, having a very clear structure to deliver the strategy, having outstanding people to deliver within the structure and strategy. But you need the tools to do the job. And I think this that we're witnessing today in the facility that we're going to have here is going to shift the needle and give the players and the staff the tools to do the job that we want to achieve here in San Francisco.
I like these terms, shift the needle, move the dial. I like this, moving forward. Abby, I'm going to close it out with you. You're a veteran in this league. You've seen a lot. And you've also seen this league grow. How does a facility like this set the standard across the NWSL and across women's soccer in general for what facilities should be like and what should be provided when you're trying to be player-centric?
Yeah, I think just like Kay said, we're moving the needle, and I think we're setting a benchmark. And, you know, the growth of the NWSL from when I started to now is just incredible. And, you know, it's really special to have an infrastructure that's, you know, women specific. And here, I think, in the Bay, we're just able to, you know, set the standard and set a benchmark that, you know, people need to catch up or follow along. And I think that that's exciting. And, you know, I think having this women's specific infrastructure in place in this training facility allows for, you know, us to create people to attract top talent, you know, and make people, you know, want to be involved in BayFC. And I think that's something that we're really proud of here at BayFC.
Y'all heard her. Catch up. Catch up. This is the mark that is being standardized here in a facility like this here. Thank you guys so much. Applause for Kay Cosington and Abby Dahlkemper. Next up, they're going to grab them for you. I'm going to ask BayFC's founding four to come up. But before I do, I want to share a little bit about BayFC's community efforts that have been applauded here already. Supporting the community throughout the Bay Area has and always will be a top priority for BayFC. In their first 2 years, they've already accomplished a lot and they're making a true impact. Through their Bay It Forward, which I love. Love a good pun. Bay It Forward Community Impact Program. Their goal is to leave a lasting legacy in the Bay Area community by providing access to sport and building leaders in the community, and they are well on their way. Just to date, they have already hosted nearly 10,000 community members from over 150 local organizations to their BayFC matches and conducted over 500 player appearances at local community events across all 9 counties of the Bay Area. I used to work for the Miami Dolphins, y'all. I was a coordinator way back in the day. I put them player appearances together. That's a lot of player appearances. Shout out to you guys. That's awesome. Supporting the Treasure Island community right here on the island is a major priority of BayFC's, and they have already begun partnerships with key members, including One Treasure Island. They hosted a clinic at the YMCA, and they're working closely with Life Learning Academy and more. Yes, dude, you better shout out. Every time Life Learning comes up, they're like, I love it. I love that. Now, to honor their support for the Treasure Island community, I'd like to invite BayFC co-founders and U.S. Women's National Team legends Danielle Slayton, Brandi Chastain, Leslie Osborne, and Allie Wagner, who had the initial vision to create BayFC, to come up and present something special to Life Learning Academy. Their vision included world-class facilities like we're breaking ground on today, but also a vision of being incredible community and civic leaders. Ooh, are those my cards? Okay.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for being here. Obviously, as you've heard, there are numerous organizations on Treasure Island who are doing great things and providing great work for our communities. One of them, as we've heard from, is Life Learning Academy, somebody who has been here for almost 30 years supporting high school San Francisco youth at a time when they need it most. At BayFC, we started to form a relationship with Life Learning Academy. We had one of their students as one of our summer interns for our internship program. And we are excited about the opportunities to continue to form a deeper relationship with Life Learning Academy. They're right there. They're our new neighbors, specifically around ideas around health and wellness and job opportunities. So let this serve as another significant moment, not only for the groundbreaking that we have here today, but as a moment for us to continue to grow together with Life Learning Academy, with our neighbors here on Treasure Island, to help support our youth to grow together in this new place that we get to call home. When we started this idea in 2020, the four of us were having conversations, and we said that our non-negotiables on day one were to care for our players and support our players in a way that they have never been cared for before, to raise the standard when it came to player centricity, to stand toe-to-toe with the biggest sports brands in the world and stand on a global stage, and to do that in a way that uplifted our community in the meantime. So let us all use this platform, the privilege that all of us have here, standing here today, to continue to uplift Treasure Island, to uplift San Francisco, to uplift the Bay Area as a whole. And with that, I would love to welcome Craig Miller, Executive Director of Life Learning Academy, and quite frankly, all of y'all. You guys need to get up here too. All of our students, get up here. Thank you, and we are excited to be your new neighbor. We are here to build this place with you, to fight for you, and to grow Treasure Island together.
Okay. Oh, wait. I am solidly 6'4 in heels. Okay. I think we're ready to do what we came to do, which is the groundbreaking ceremony. So let's get our stage ready. I think we got to move some things around so that we all can get outfitted here. All of our friends on the stage, get outfitted in your hard hats and grab a shovel. I'm going to say pardon our dust in a second. Everyone looks stylish, looks great. Randy's getting outfitted here. Everyone's looking good. Crowd, what do we think? Okay, all right. Camera folks, it's not real unless you capture it. Are we ready? Okay. On my count, 3, 2, 1. Woo! Wow! Welcome, BayFC, to San Francisco! On Treasure Island.